Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. This Friday is Truth and Reconciliation Day. Joining us on the phone lines from Stratford Public Library is Alita Lemieux. Good morning, Alita.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is wonderful to have you on the phone lines. A very special day this Friday, Truth and Reconciliation Day, also known as Orange Shirt Day. And we have chatted about it this week, that the Stratford Public Library is an incredible resource for Truth and Reconciliation Day.
Yeah, it is. And I just want to let folks know that as a municipal organization, the library is open on Friday, September 30th. So folks can take full advantage of our print and digital materials about truth and reconciliation, Indigenous experiences, and materials by Indigenous authors, both online and in person. And we've got, programming going on, too. So come on out to the library.
Yeah, it is an incredible resource in our community. Now, Alita, you'd like to spotlight some titles this morning.
Yeah, so there are so many great titles out there. It's hard to choose, but I've just selected a few that some of my colleagues and I have recently read and wanted to highlight. So one of them, Shauna read recently. It's called Rehearsals for Living by Robin Maynard and Leanne Betasemosake Simpson. This nonfiction book began as letters between two authors, one Black, one Anishinaabeg, and they were trying to make sense of the events of 2020, from the isolation of the early pandemic to the murder of George Floyd, to the confirmation of hundreds of children's graves at the Kamloops Residential School. These letters bear unflinching witness to how the horrific news cycle impacted the writers and their communities. But they also draw hope from sources as varied as the contemporary abolition movement, Star Trek, decolonial theory, and the joys of watching their children grow up in a broken but beautiful world. The next title I've got for you is read by Heather recently. It's called The Summer of Bitter and Sweet by Métis author Jen Ferguson. It's a teen fiction novel. A young Métis woman named Lou finds herself in a pretty uncomfortable situation when she's got to spend the whole summer working at her family's ice cream shack alongside her ex-boyfriend. And matters are made worse when she receives a letter from her biological father, who's been incarcerated all her life. She doesn't want to meet him, and she'd hoped he would remain in prison forever, but he begins to put the family's home and business in danger, so she realizes she can no longer avoid the threat he poses. The author describes her experience growing up as Métis in the novel's endnote, and she didn't grow up with reading about Métis leading characters in the book she was reading. So this book really fills a much-needed void in Canadian fiction, and hopefully create space for more Métis authors in the future. Last but not least, I recently read a children's graphic novel. It's called The Adventures of the Bougalatamouche, Giju's Gift, and it's by Mi'kmaq author Brandon Mitchell. So the adventure begins on a day of berry picking when Molly's special beaded hair clip is stolen by a little man with pointy ears. It turns out the thief, Boug, is a member of the Bougalatamouche, little people from Mi'kmaq culture. Molly and her grandfather are the only people who can see Boug, as these playful, powerful guardians of the land have largely been forgotten by humans. In exchange for the return of her hair clip, Molly agrees to help Boug on his quest for medicines and objects that will protect Mi'kmaq history. Of course, this sticky-fingered supply run must be completed before sundown, when the dangerous genus, or giants, come out. And this book does touch briefly on the legacy of residential schools, but without being too upsetting for young readers. Also, readers of all levels can learn new vocabulary words thanks to a sprinkling of Mi'kmaq words throughout the book. It's pretty cool.
Alita, those are some incredible recommendations right there. Three great titles in there, and they're available at Stratford Public Library.
Yes, they are. And for younger kids, I just thought I'd quickly mention, you mentioned Orange Shirt Day. There are some books by Phyllis Webstad, who kind of started the whole Orange Shirt Day movement. And I just checked, we've got several copies of Phyllis's Orange Shirt Story available in the Perth County Collection, as well as another title called Beyond the Orange Shirt Story, and that's available right here at Stratford Public Library. And so many more great great titles.
It's really an Indigenous Connections hub with Stratford Public Library. And can we also talk about, you can join in on an Indigenous Reads Challenge on Beanstack. What's this all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can sign up, make yourself a Beanstack account online. And it's really just a way to track your reading. You can earn badges along the way. And for some of the Beanstack challenges that Robin puts together, you can be entered into a prize draw as well. So, yeah, Robin's got a list of great titles for that Beanstack challenge. We also have other great lists on our catalog, Bibliocommons, that other staff have put together just to give folks some suggestions. If you're not sure where to begin with learning about truth and reconciliation, learning about residential schools. And it's not just learning materials out there. There's a lot of fun stuff and entertaining reads, too, by Indigenous authors that we've got in our collection that we've highlighted for folks.
Again, the website splibrary.ca with Stratford Public Library. Again, Friday is Orange Shirt Day, also known as National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Stratford Public Library is an amazing resource with so much material available. Alita Lemieux with Stratford Public Library. Alita, thanks so much for the recommendations, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome, Jamie. And just one last thing, if folks want to come into the library Friday, you can actually pick up a Every Child Matters button made in the maker space. So that's a reason to drop by the library on Friday.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Alita.
You're welcome. Take care.